It's the next year on podtech.net. I'm Matt Kelly. I'm joined today by Nick Banks. He's general manager of Dynasty Electric Car Corporation. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
First of all, tell us about Dynasty Electric.
Dynasty is a low-speed vehicle manufacturer. We manufacture out of Delta, British Columbia, just outside of Vancouver. We're a low-volume manufacturer. We'll manufacture about 100 vehicles a year. We have basically we're looking at five different vehicle types, ranging from our sedan four-door four-seater model right through to our Tropic, which is a open buggy type vehicle, all based on the same platform.
So you're building a 100% electric vehicle.
That's
zero
correct.
Emissions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why only 100?
Capacity limited.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that's holding us back. I mean, the demand is there. It's certainly a different time. The vehicle in the company originated kind of out of the 99-2000 ZEV credit history, where at the time, of course, everything was being pushed by, you know, governmental and tax incentives, whereas now it's much more of a consumer and a true business case push for the vehicle.
As I look at your brochure, you're seeing applications include commercial, industrial, developers, academic.
Absolutely.
More than likely, it's institutions as opposed to consumers that you're going after.
You know what? It's a real mix. Mm-hmm. There's certainly this new group of consumer who is saying, "This is my city car. I'm going to run around downtown. It keeps up with traffic. No trouble. Electric motor with the instant torque and the rapid acceleration does very well in traffic." And then there's, of course, the commercial side of things, where there's the closed campuses, universities, military installations, and now a growing amount of courier vehicles. We've got one of our vehicles being used by a coffee delivery in Seattle. Cafe Vivace delivers all of their coffee beans using one of our vehicles in downtown Seattle.
Do you ever envision the company building a full-speed vehicle, or are you hoping that the NEV or LSV regulations might be amended to get to a higher speed?
There's a couple things going on. There's some amendments. There's a bill before the House actually in Washington State that would be pushing for a 35 mile per hour speed limit. Front page of the Seattle Times last Monday for our vehicle actually in announcing that that's being pushed and looked at. So that would certainly open up the market to us in a greater way. Do we want to look at going into the higher speeds and competing with the GMs and the Fords and the Toyotas? We think that there's a pretty sizable market in the low-speed vehicle arena for us. And, you know, if we capture a fairly large market share of that, then we'll do very well, thank you.
I look at a competitor more along the lines of Dynasty Electric, of like Miles Automotive,
sure,
which has a low-speed electric vehicle,
yeah,
as well, and has just come out with a, you know,
yeah,
high-speed,
yeah,
fully electric vehicle as well. So they're showing that the business model for it has viability.
Yeah.
Are you looking
absolutely
at them as a
I think,
test model,
you know,
for
if we
future
were to
growth?
If we were to bring in another vehicle or a glider, you know, per se, and do the electrics and that sort of thing, that would be an option. Our vehicle is fully assembled, manufactured here in North America, and it's manufactured as a low-speed vehicle. Now, if we wanted to take that to a higher speed vehicle, then we'd have to head down the crash testing and the impact panels and the airbags and everything else, and the engineering that would be involved with that. At this point in our company, that's cost prohibitive.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I come back to, with the five vehicle types, we appeal to a variety of markets, as opposed to, say, the Miles or the feel-good car, the Zen car, where you're fairly restricted in what your applications are. With our utility and our truck, you can load that up and you can drive it around.
I love the utility. It reminds me of the Subaru Brat from North
cool,
America,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
if you remember
sure
that. Yeah, it's yeah great. In terms of commercial viability for low-speed vehicles in general,
mm-hmm,
you're building 100 a year. How robust is the market?
Well, I say that if I had 1,000 on my lot, I'd have no problem selling them.
Wow.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Mm. That, again, I come back to, we're capacity limited and we're currently looking for financing, and we're We're in the process of sourcing an equity partner that will help us take us to that next level in production.
And is that probably one of the biggest challenges for a company such as yourself, is the financing to put forth an endeavor such as this?
I think so. I mean, I think it takes a fairly specific partner who understands really what it is that's going on and where it is that we fit. Mm. The push is there to go high speed and to compete, and I look at a company like Riva out of India that has a low-speed electric vehicle, and they just sourced $20 million in equity financing. And the quote that I got out of that was, the investor said, we're investing in you because you're not competing with the big car manufacturers. You're a niche market, you appreciate that, and that's what you're going after, and that's what you're targeting.
What are the other challenges that you're facing as a manufacturer of LSVs in general?
I think, again, it comes back to thoughts about range and distance for traveling. I think a lot of people have it in their head that they need a lot more range than maybe they actually do. The stats will show that we cover about 80% of most people's daily driving. Over a third of all trips are less than a mile. So if we're not saying to replace your internal combustion car with our car or but consider using it in those applications where it fits, as opposed to firing up the Esplanade or the SUV and taking it on those short trips.
Mm-hmm. And your final thoughts about Dynasty Electric Car Corporation, the company's position in the low-speed vehicle marketplace, and what's ahead for the consumer and your company in the months and years ahead?
Sure. I think our space in the market is certainly a design favorite, an automotive design favorite. You line us up with everyone in a room and people come over and they're the first vehicle that people head to, and it's like, wow, this is really cool. We have an AC drive that has a couple extra horsepower, and I don't think that any of our competitors are actually offering this motor package, and that'll give you some additional pep, better hill climbing ability that again, people get into our car and go, wow, this is performing like a high-powered vehicle. Mm. It really takes off.
Mm-hmm. And base sticker price for the
$14,500 for the utility. Actually, $14,500 for all our models except for the Tropic, which is the entry level gem competitor type of vehicle at $8,995.
Okay. And where can we get more information?
Visit our website at itiselectric.com. That's ITIS electric.com.
All right, Nick Banks, General Manager for Dynasty Electric Car Corporation. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Thanks so much, Matt.
For the next year, I'm Matt Kelly on podtech.net.